I've hardly heard her speak at all. Shy as a leveret, swift as he, straight and slight as a young larch tree, sweet as the first wild violets she, to her wild self, but what to me? The short days shorten, and the oaks are brown, the blue smoke rises to the low grey sky, one leaf in the still air falls slowly down, a magpie's spotted feathers lie on the black earth spread white with rime, the berries redden up to Christmas time. What's Christmas time without there be some other in the house than we? She sleeps up in the attic there, alone, poor maid. 'Tis but a stair betwixt us. Oh, my God, the down, the soft young down of her, the brown of her, her eyes, her hair, her hair. Fame. Sometimes, in the overheated house, but not for long, smirking and speaking rather loud, I see myself among the crowd, where no one fits the singer to his song, or sifts the unpainted from the painted faces of the people who are always on my stair. They were not with me when I walked in heavenly places. But could I spare, in the blind earth's great silences and spaces, the din, the scuffle, the long stare, if I went back and it was not there? Back to the old known things that are the new, the folded glory of the gorse, the sweet briar air, to the larks that cannot praise us, knowing nothing of what we do, and the divine wise trees that do not care yet to leave fame, still with such eyes and that bright hair. God, if I might, and before I go hence, take in her stead to our tossed bed one little dream, no matter how small, how wild. Just now, I think I found it in a field under a fence, a frail, dead, newborn lamb, ghostly and pitiful and white, a blot upon the night, the moon's dropped child. The narrow door. The narrow door, the narrow door, on the three steps of which the cafe children play, mostly at shop with pebbles from the shore. It is always shut, this narrow door, but open for a little while today. And round it, each with pebbles in his hand, a silenced crowd the cafe children stand, to see the long box jerking down the bend of twisted stair, then set on end, quite filling up the narrow door, till it comes out and does not go in any more. Along the quay you see it wind, the slow black line. Someone pulls up the blind of the small window just above the narrow door. "Tiens, que veux-tu acheter?" René cries. "Mais pour 4 sous des oignons," Jean replies, and one pays down with pebbles from the shore. The Fete. Tonight again the moon's white mat stretches across the dormitory floor, while outside, like an evil cat, the peon prowls down the dark corridor, planning, I know, to pounce on me, in spite for getting leave to sleep in town last night. But it was none of us who made that noise, only the old brown owl that hoots and flies out of the ivy. He will say it was us boys. Seigneur mon Dieu, the sacre soul of spies! He would like to catch each dream that lies hidden behind our sleepy eyes. Their dream, but mine, it is the moon and the wood that sees. All my long life how I shall hate the trees. In the Place d'Armes, the dusty plains, all summer through, dozed with the market women in the sun, and scarcely stirred to see the quiet things that crossed the square, a tiny funeral, the flying shadow of a bird, the hump-backed barber Celestin Lemaire, old Madame Michel in her three-wheeled chair, and filing past to vespers, two and two, the demoiselle of the pensionnat, towed like a ship through the harbour bar, safe into port, where le petit Jésus, perhaps, makes nothing of the look they shot at you. Si c'est défendu,